You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At ACC Media Days, the question is, can anybody challenge Clemson not only in the conference but nationally this year? They are loaded for bear yet again. Trevor Lawrence comes back after his sensational young season last year. And so, who can possibly give Clemson a run for their money this year? One of the most decorated running backs in Georgia Tech history is a member of the brand new ACC Network. He has joined us many times before talking ACC football. And from ACC Media Days, he joins us, Roddy Jones. Roddy, good morning. How we doing?
Good morning, DA. I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Thanks so much for joining us. And let's start with the media landscape of the ACC. The ACC Network, who you will work for, will launch next week. And much like the Big Ten Network, the SEC Network, here's a conference that will have its own broadcast platform. For the Big Ten and the SEC, that has meant major revenue and money for the schools. This has helped out for practice facilities, recruiting, etc. How will the ACC Network change the landscape financially in that league?
Well, I think it'll be a lot like you've seen in the past with the improvements that you've seen in the other leagues. It's certainly going to help from a financial standpoint. But more than that, I think it's going to help people around the country really get to know the league better. The ACC is unique in so many ways, not just in the ones that you see on the football, basketball field, but you look at other sports and men and women's soccer and women's lacrosse and men and women's lacrosse and some of the sports that you typically don't see, being able to tell those stories and then the getting to know the institutions. I mean, the ACC in terms of academics is when you line up schools like Duke, Carolina, Virginia, you can just go up and down the East Coast of these ACC schools and look at what they've accomplished off the field, both student athletes and just students in general. And it really makes up a special league. So yeah, there's going to be some financial benefits for all the schools, which will obviously help things like facilities and supporting coaches and just all of the things that come with the financial windfall. But it's also going to help the profile of the league, being able to let people know and help people get to know what this league is all about and just sort of the personality of it, because you can't tell that from one school, although Clemson does a great job of raising the profile. Virginia in basketball, great job of raising the profile. But it's really the personality of the conference is made up by all the schools. So the ability to show that, it's going to be fantastic.
I'm not sure you're too locked in on SEC Media Days or what Alabama has said, but as a quick recap, Nick Saban talked about how his assistant coaches had their own agendas looking for other jobs, and that has his players were focused on the NFL draft. And one of his linebackers said that we weren't prepared the way that we should have been for Clemson. It feels like a lot of excuse making for the way that they had their butt handed to them by Clemson in the national championship game. Is that surprising instead of hearing just Alabama tip their cap and say, man, they got us?
Yeah, it is a little bit surprising. And it's surprising that we're going into the next year. And it seems like the narrative throughout the offseason in other leagues has been about Clemson, and with good reason. I think that all of the things that Nick Saban is saying about Alabama, those all may be true, but it also goes to show you how good a job Clemson is doing, at least pushing all of those things to the side for that common goal. I mean, Clemson had first-rounders on that team that were ready to go to the NFL, and they were focused. Clemson had coaches that were getting sniffs from other places to potentially get head coaching jobs, and they were focused. So it just shows you how good a job Dabo Swinney is doing, because all of the issues that have been detailed or excuses, if you will, that have been detailed by these other schools as to why Clemson is winning, Clemson has to deal with all of those as well. And yet they're still able to win. This Clemson team this past year was the greatest football team I've ever seen. I mean, when you look at since Trevor Lawrence took over in September, they didn't win a game by less than 20 points. Like, that's incredible. And that run is one that we'll never see again. And you can talk about the strength of the league and, you know, the fact that everybody wasn't focused. But you know, if you go by that excuse, nobody on Clemson's schedule was focused to play the best team in college football. So I don't buy that. But that Clemson team was just incredible. So why can't we just appreciate what they did and the fact that they were so dominant down the stretch?
Do you think that Alabama is spooked because there's a program that you can make the legitimate case is better than Alabama overall?
I think they're definitely concerned about it. And look, what Nick Saban said about his assistants leaving and guys not being focused, like, that's legitimate. Nick Saban has had an incredible amount of turnover on that staff. He's had an incredible amount of turnover, obviously, amongst the players, but that's kind of always been the case. You know, since Kirby Smart left to be the head coach at Georgia, that defensive coordinator job has been a revolving door. Same with the offensive coordinator job, you know, with Lane Kiffin coming in and Steve Sarkisian and then him leaving and Brian Dable and him leaving and Dan Enos, now Sark's back. Like, it's just, how do you expect these 18 to 22-year-old kids to be able to have any sort of connection, of feeling when it's a rotating, a revolving door amongst the assistant coaches? And that's a legitimate problem that I think Nick Saban feels. It's a problem that he built in a lot of ways by hiring these guys that are incredibly ambitious, albeit incredibly smart and good at their job. But those guys, being in Alabama, are going to have opportunities to move elsewhere. And when you have guys whose ambition exceeds, you know, maybe the overall dedication to the program, then you're going to have that sort of revolving door. And it's tough for guys to have that continuity. So, I do think it concerns him that there is now an equal looking him in the eye, and in many ways a team that looks like it is better suited for the long haul, at least more stable for the long haul than his own program.
Roddy Jones, ACC Network from ACC Media Days. When you were playing in the conference, did you feel like Clemson was a sleeping giant, that they could one day be this type of power program?
I don't know that anybody imagined that Clemson could be what they are now. I mean, what they are now is absolutely incredible, and it doesn't look like it's ending anytime soon. The way they're recruiting now, I think everybody just kind of, or a lot of people around the country, just automatically say, all right, you know, they had Deshaun Watson, Mike Williams, Jordan Leggett, you know, all these guys on defense, Vic Beasley, Grady Jarrett. They must have been raking in first round or number one overall recruiting classes for the entire time Dabo's been there. And that's just not the case. They've been consistently top 15, occasionally top 10, and then every once in a while they'll pop into the top 5. But now it looks like they're going to string together a streak of top 5 recruiting classes, including what is right now, of course it's early, the number one recruiting class in the country. So when you start stringing together that level of talent, you know, when you're starting to stack together Alabama-level talent and stick it into that machine that Clemson's going with, it doesn't look like this thing's going to end. But, you know, when I got done in the conference in 2011, he had just completed his third season, his third full season. That was the first Taj Boyd year where they got up into the top 5 and lost actually to my Georgia Tech team. And we knew Clemson was going to be good. But for them to be what they are now, I don't think anybody could have possibly imagined that they would be this good. And this consistent, but it just goes to show you how good a job Dabo's done.
Is Miami the second best program in the conference?
Right now, no. And I think their team right now is not the second best team in the conference. That goes to Syracuse. What Dino Babers did there last year, going from 4 wins 2 years ago to 10 wins last year, and that thing is that's another one that looks like it's sustainable. Tommy DeVito's going to step in and they're going to tailor the offense a little more to DeVito's strengths. But defensively, I think, is where you need to start with Syracuse this year. They got 2 guys coming back with Alton Robinson and Kendall Coleman that both had double-digit sacks last year. The only 2 guys that they trailed in sacks last year were Brian Burns and Cleland Ferrell, and both of those guys are first-round picks. So you got 2 guys at Syracuse that can get after the passer. They've got a ton of experience coming back in the defensive secondary, including a third-team All-American and Andre Sisco at free safety. He did that as a true freshman. So they've got a ton back on defense, and I think this defense is going to be one of the best in the ACC. Offensively, they've really been you know, it's kind of plug and play at receiver. Whoever you get in there is going to be really good. But they got Tristan Jackson, a transfer from Michigan State, is going to be really good. If you watch the bowl game, Abdul Adams is a running back name that you need to get to know. He's a transfer from Oklahoma who had to sit out a year last year, got to play in the bowl game because the bowl game fell in this calendar year, scored two touchdowns. So this Syracuse team, I think, is the second-best team in the conference as it stands right now. Miami has the potential to get there. They got to answer questions on the offensive line and at quarterback first.
And they are on the same side of the conference, of the same division, and so they will play in the regular season. Clemson does go to the Carrier Dome this year early in the season, and that has been a tough place to play for some of the top-ranked teams of the ACC since Dino took over. Roddy Jones joins us here from the ACC Network. Big storyline at Florida State is Willie Taggart the guy to turn this thing around? They missed the postseason last year for the first time in forever. What's the single biggest problem you see with the Seminoles program?
Well, I think the I think overall last year, I think Coach Taggart underestimated the amount of issues that were there. You know, we talked to him yesterday on the radio, and he came out and said, look, every other place that I had taken over, the head coach got fired, which means when you come in, as long as you get guys fired up, that means you typically have not had success, so you get buy-in immediately. That wasn't the case at Florida State. A lot of those guys in the locker room loved Jimbo Fisher, and he left. And that caused a lot of hurt feelings. And I think with his focus on the offense, you know, wanting to get the X's and O's in, wanting to do the install, he might have had some blind spots in terms of just overall the healing that needed to happen after feeling like the guy who you committed to come play with just left you, like you weren't good enough for him. So he left. And we often look at these guys as players, but we don't look at them as people. When you get to have a relationship with a coach, a coaching staff, and he all of a sudden looks at the program that he asked you to come in and said, it's not good enough for me. I'm going to go take this giant payday over here. That hurts, man. That can impact you. And he didn't get the buy-in that he wanted. But I think the changes that he made are going to be huge. I think the Kendall Briles hire is huge for a number of reasons. One, he brings with him Randy Clements, who was with him at Baylor when Randy was actually the offensive coordinator and Kendall was coaching receivers. And so that'll help improve that position group. He's one of the best in the business. But two, what Kendall does is allow Willie to look at the entire program. So Coach Taggart's going to be able to make sure that all the mental pieces of the program, all the schedule pieces of the program are all in line. And that's harder to do when you're the offensive coordinator. There's only so many hours in the day. So now you have one guy that can spend all those hours in the day on the offense and the other guy spending all those hours of the day making sure the team is in good shape to win rather than one guy trying to split it half and half or however much you can. You're just not going to be as good doing both of those things. Some guys can manage it. I think with the level of involvement that this Florida State program takes to run, that hire is huge because now Coach Taggart can make sure that all the things to be successful, all the barriers are out of the way, and Kendall Briles can just focus on the offense. But on the field, it's the offensive line without a doubt because skill position, they've got talent, man. And if they're able to play good on the offensive line, then they'll be a really good football team.
He is a four-year starter for Georgia Tech, one of the most decorated players in Yellow Jackets history. He's a member of the brand new ACC Network, which debuts next month. Roddy Jones joining us. Follow him on Twitter, at RoddyJones20. Bro, it is always awesome to catch up. I'm so thrilled college football is back, and I'm sure we'll do it again soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, D.A. Look forward to it.
You got it. Roddy Jones joining us from ACC Media Days. College football is on the tip of the tongue, which is awesome this week. I've really enjoyed talking to all of our friends across the country doing the Media Days and talking college football. It's got my juices flowing for September. It really does.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.